The Q Chamber Music Series continues this Sunday and next Sunday here in San Antonio at Christ Episcopal Church. Their renegade leader, their crazy oboist who has been traveling the world and practicing and seeing all sorts of great things, Jennifer Berg, is in the Texas Public Radio studios. Good to see you.
Hi, it's nice to see you too, John.
So I know that sometimes it can be so cool to get back into an ensemble, especially for chamber music. And you guys haven't performed in a while. You guys were originally together in Boston, is that correct?
That is correct. We were at the New England Conservatory together, and we all kind of went our separate ways. Well, some of us went together in one direction here to San Antonio, but I just thought it would be a really fun thing to do for us to get back together and perform some of the works that we've loved playing together.
And while you and Martha and Molly have been here in San Antonio, that's actually going to change, right? Because Molly's going to the New York Philharmonic.
Yeah, we're so excited for her. But of course, you know, I'm so sad to be losing one of my good friends here. But yeah, she just won a job with the New York Philharmonic. So yes, I'm so sad that we're going to be losing Molly eventually to the New York Philharmonic. But we're just so excited for her. And we wish her all the best.
So you have a bassoonist and clarinetist that are going to be coming in that San Antonio audiences might not know.
No. Well, our good friend Randolph Pallotta, he's a clarinetist. He is still residing and freelancing all over Boston. He has a couple of really great gigs there. And so he's flying down to join us, and he'll be here tonight to start rehearsing with us. And the other person that is coming into town, or actually has already come into town, is our bassoonist, Drew Thompson, and he is actually in his own hometown, like I am, playing contrabassoon, and that's over in the St. Louis Symphony. So we're really excited to have both of them join us.
Oh, excellent. So you guys are going to be doing some woodwind quintets here on Sunday. There's a preview Friday night. What's on the program?
Well, it's two very easily accessible pieces, but they're very different. The first one is by Theodore Bloomer, and he's a 19th century composer. He actually lived into the 20th century as well. But it's just very lush, very easy to listen to sort of music. It's just that late romantic style. And then the next piece that we're doing is John Harbison's quintet, which is a lot of fun, very, very difficult piece. But it just kind of goes all that whole realm of the 20th century musical style, you know, everything from kind of ethereal and atonal to it even gets kind of jazzy. So it's a lot of fun. I think people will like it.
Yeah. Did you guys run into him in Boston with this piece?
Well, unfortunately, we had a few different times when we were supposed to play it for him. But, you know, we had our own careers and obligations. And I remember, you know, within the last month that we were all in Boston together, we had to call it off because our bassoonist got called by the Chicago Symphony, of course, to go play. And so we said, you know, that's the priority here. So, yeah,
oh, sure.
It's just been a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, it's a great piece, and he's such a wonderful composer. And I look at these sort of pieces kind of like in string repertoire, that they're sort of like string quartets. They're at that, you know, sort of level.
Yes.
So it's a real treat to be able to hear these. It's coming up Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. It's by donation. Is that correct?
Yes, $5 for students, $10 for adults. So, yeah, just come to Christ Church and hear a great concert, because it's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, very cool. So that's this week. You'll be busy having all the woodwinds there together. The next week, you have decided to do one more quartet, one more concert in the Q series, right?
Yes. I decided that since I have Drew, our bassoonist, in town, I really wanted to utilize him for another concert, because we've been playing together, you know, for a couple years now. And so we've done a lot of duos, trios, we were in the quintet. And so I thought it would be fun to maybe do a concert where we just play some French music. There are a lot of great French trios for oboe, bassoon, and piano. So we'll do a couple of those that we've performed before. And yet again, the music is just a lot of fun. I mean, the audience, these pieces just tends to get so excited, and they all kind of end with a bang. So you should definitely come out and hear them.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, there's mm-hmm. a real tradition for double reeds in France, I know.
Mm-hmm.
And so composers, I think, sort of gravitated towards this. Drew's the bassoonist, so he'll mm-hmm. be doing the Saint-Saëns Sonata, is that right?
Yes, he'll play the Saint-Saëns Sonata by himself. I will play the Poulenc Sonata by myself with the pianist, and then we'll get together and play another Poulenc, the Poulenc Trio, and the Francais Trio. Both definitely tricky, tough pieces, but they're just so fun and exciting. We couldn't wait to play them again. So,
and if there were ever a time I would hear sarcasm in music and witty things, I think both these trios are mm-hmm. At different points a little sarcastic and incredibly witty.
And I feel like it's rare in classical music, especially in concerts, when you can get a laugh from the audience. And these are those kinds of pieces. So.
And at the same time, I think there's some really heart-melting. I think of the Poulenc Trio on that middle movement.
Oh, yeah.
It's just so lush.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So who's joining you at the keyboard?
We have a pianist named Cheryl Lindquist, who is going to just join the party that we've already started. So I'm excited to start working with her as well. But yeah, she's new to the Q series, and we're excited to have her as a part of our concert.
So if you want to get a taste of either of these concerts, they're both Sunday afternoon, one mm-hmm. this Sunday, and then the following, the 28th of mm-hmm. July at 3 o'clock at Christ Episcopal Church. What would you suggest? Are you having actually a preview concert?
I am. And if you want to sit down with the musicians and kind of get to know us and get to know the music, we'll kind of talk about each piece and the way that we feel about it and the way that what the composer intended for each one. Just come to the concert previews. We do them, we call them pre-cues, actually. And they're Friday night before the concert at 7:30 p.m., and they're both at different places. And now the first one that's coming up, we're kind of doing a beer theme because we have a German composer and we have a modern American composer. And so it seemed kind of appropriate to have some beer and maybe some German sausages and soft pretzels, things like that, to go along with the music. I thought that might be kind of fun. And that's going to be held downtown. And if you would like to come, we tend to prefer an RSVP just so that we can get a little bit of a head count a few days before. So if you just want to email me at qchamberseries@gmail.com, that's totally fine. We'd love to have you. It's free, so just feel free to email me. I'll also have a Facebook page up for the Q Chamber Series, so search for that as well, and you can find my contact information there. And then, of course, with
the trio, you're going to have to do some, baguettes and cheese and wine and whatever
with the French thing. With our French music, of course, we're going to change it up and go back to the wine and cheese and just traditional French goodies. So that one should be a lot of fun, too.
Oh, excellent. So Q Chamber Series.
Mm-hmm. All one word.
All one word at gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll put up links for the Facebook
account.
Events as well. So.
Well, thanks, John.
Well, Jen, I'll let you get back to rehearsing and look forward to the mm-hmm. Q Quintet with the Q Chamber Series.
Well, yes. We were the quintuplets in Boston. It was kind of a cheeky joke, if you will. And so that's where Q comes from, of course. So the quintuplets will reunite this Sunday.
Oh, excellent. Mm-hmm. Well, it's good to see you and welcome back.
Well, thanks.